WRMY378. This is Robin, and out to Steve and Kimber.
Hi, Robin. You have no hum on your signal at the moment. None.
Okay, well, I am in low power, just so you know. I did check it out, and it is low power. So how is it for Kimber?
I still hear it on my end, but not as loud as it was.
This is a quandary. We're going to have to figure it out, but at least it's not as loud as it was. I wonder if daylight hours make a difference.
No. I'm not hearing it. So transmit for 4 seconds, but don't say anything. Just hold the mic down, because your voice can cover the a minimalistic sound. I just want to hear the sound noise. So key down for about 4 seconds. No voice. I do hear it. I do hear it. It's very minimal. I would say it's not even 10% of your voice. Very minimal. Not even a concern. But people have, you know, mentioned it, apparently. Let's have Kimber confirm. If she hears something weird, it's on her end. But picture this. If it leaves your radio, Robin, everybody's going to hear it. And the pitch is higher than 120 cycles that he described. It sounds like the power supply that's in your emergency device in the battery maintenance, charging maintenance mode, giving a unique signature sound all its own, unlike a standard full-wave bridge rectifier. So I'm, you know, again, I don't think it's the radio. And it's so, so minimal. And, you know, you did check low power, so that's cool. If you knew, I'm not asking you to do this, but if you knew how to go to high power and did, it would either change the pitch or make it worse or both.
Well, I just soon leave it at low power because I have to read on how to change it to high power. But it's interesting that you hear it very lowly and Kimber hears it very lowly. So something is weird, and we'll figure it out. I know we will.
Extremely lowly, minimalistic. Now, I'll mention this for the sake of information. You are also... Your radio is generating a signal of 141.3 hertz. 60 cycles, 60 hertz is what comes out of your wall plug. A full-wave bridge rectifier, which is all power supplies, unless it was called a switching supply, is what I'm hearing, would be 120. Well, our radios at the other end receivers block out that 143. We have what's called high-pass filters. That is the voice section only. It's from 300 to 3,000 hertz. That's the voice range. The subaudible tone, CTCSS stuff that you're about, is from 67 to about, let's just say, shy of 300. So they're processed separately. And we should never hear what needs to be there, which is the 143. And that's not what I'm hearing anyway. I don't believe it's the radio doing something else weird other than an intentional at 141.3. It sounds very much like a switching power supply at probably, I don't know, 300 hertz? You know, maybe? Well, that's probably not that much. 200 anyway, I don't know. It's a guess. All right, but I wouldn't worry about it. If Kimber is still on here, she can comment. Can she confirm with me that it's 8% of your modulation. I mean, it's not even 10. So it's like, wait a minute, Kimber, are you still on here to make that comment?
Yeah, I'm here, and I heard it more, I'd say, like at 15 or 20% at my estimation. I don't have a machine in front of me, but I was still able to hear Robin's voice very loud and clear. So my question is I just want her to be able to run a net because she wants to be a net control for Amron and rotate in there. So I just want her to be able to do that successfully for, you know, an hour and a half.
Right. And I think you would confirm that in the condition it's in now, it's not offensive and would be certainly doable, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Earlier today, it was not. That hum was really loud, and I'd say it was like 30%. It was pretty bad.
Ah, interesting. Okay. I have no thoughts on why it would change. But we could play one more game. If you unplug it from the wall, that electronic sound will go away, and you'll be on 100% of battery, which generates no sound. Are you in a position to do that, like lean over, get behind something, or turn it off, just plug on an off switch?
I do not have it plugged into anything. This is 100% battery. This is the solar battery that I've been running.
Oh, right, okay, solar. So I didn't see your solar panel, so that's on the roof somewhere, right?
Portable, so I can plug it into my solar, I can plug it into the wall to charge it, or I can just run it like I am right now, and when I look at my meter, that's when I recharge it. But it's not plugged in into anything, just my radio is plugged into it.
Understand. Okay, well, I appreciate you being concise, because, you know, without accurate information, which some people just can't give, or thoroughly enough. Okay, well, then it's not a charging thing being regulating from a solar panel, even though the sun is probably low enough to not even be charging. Well, it would, 10% ambient light. Or the wall plug, trying to, you know, charge this, keep your device charged, battery only, which is pure DC. Okay, well, I have no further thoughts on it at the moment. If it gets worse someday and I'm back, we'll figure it out. You know, it's unfortunate, leave it the fact that it could come back, because Kimber says it was, you know, worse than I believe her. She knows what she's talking about. So I guess we didn't get very far. Well, we did. We know it's unplugged, and that's about it. All right. Back to you, Robin.
Oh, you're so funny. I love you to pieces, man. Anyway, I appreciate your help, and you have a superb time out and about, and Kimber, I appreciate your help too, and I'll be talking to you over the phone. Steve, have fun, and this is WRMY378. I'm going to be clicking off.
Okay, yeah, I hear it. Again, very minimal. It goes, that's the exact pitch. Anyway, you know, if it acts up, I don't know if you'll be talking more tonight or tomorrow, whatever, but if need be, I can leave a small power supply over at Kimber's, and if, you know, you folks agree to meet up and hook it up, it's two wires, red and black. I mean, that's not very complicated. Well, you've got a cigarette lighter plug. Shoot. Well, I've got power supplies with cigarette lighter plugs. We'll see. All I guess I'm saying is you're leaving Thursday morning. Well, if it acts up again, obviously, it's Tuesday. Everybody knows it's Tuesday. Tomorrow, we can make a decision if need be. Well, you're leaving tomorrow. But I can leave one at Kimber's if need be. Rambling thoughts to be determined. All right, see you later. See you at WRMB624.
Cheers, 624-378. I'm monitoring.
All right, 64 and 378. Good. We're making some progress here. I will stand by to have that extra power supply if needed, and we'll try and figure it out. Okay? All right. I'll be standing by. WRKV 487 monitoring.